Chazal understand the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, from our Parsha, that this is the Makor for the Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu Kriyas HaTorah. Ezra Sofer's Misakin Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Mincha, says the Gemara, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Kriyas HaTorah Shelo Yelchu Shloshes Yamin Below Torah Shein V'Chamishi V'Shabbos. We're probably familiar with the well-known Chakira of Reb Chaim as to whether Kriyas HaTorah is considered to be a Chovas HaYachid or a Chovas HaTzibur. Is it an obligation incumbent on an individual, or is it an obligation incumbent only on a Tzibur? So Reb Chaim is one afkamina. Birchas Shmuel talks about this, Yevamah Siman Kaf Aleph, whether you say Rubo Kukulo when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. Do you need to have a minion of 10 people who haven't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah at all? Or is it sufficient to have 6 people who haven't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah? If Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, if the obligation is incumbent on the Tzibur, so you need to have a whole Tzibur to create the Chiyuv. If I have 6 people that haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah, I don't have a Tzibur that's B'chiyuv in Kriyas HaTorah. Whereas if Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYachid, so as long as I have a halachic minion, and I have rov of that minion that haven't yet been yotzei, so then it makes sense to have Kriyas HaTorah bibracha in order to be mostly those people who haven't yet fulfilled their individual obligations. More classic, perhaps nafkamina, more relevant nafkamina, may be whether or under what circumstances a Kriyas HaTorah should be made up if it was missed. We'll come to that in a little while. The Emek Bracha of Ayir Pomeranchik, Talmud Lebriska Rav, has the following nafkamina. This is towards the end of Yer Mar Mekamos, or at the very end of Yer Mar Mekamos, last page, having to do with the sugya in Brachas Haches Amid Beis, and what we have in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Vav in Orachayim. Namely, what is it then if an individual is Mesiach Das from Kriyas HaTorah, a person dozes off, spaces out, doesn't hear the Kriyas HaTorah, does he have an obligation to make up that which he has lost, if possible? So this relates to a Gemara in Brachos Avches Amid Beis, on the first page of the Mar Mekamos. Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara has Rav Sheshes Mahadir Ape Vagaris, that Rav Sheshes would turn his back to the Sefer Torah and learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Amar Anan Bididan V'inhu Bididhu. He said, I'm doing what I want to do, what I'm used to doing, and they're doing what they need to do. They should learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Rashi writes, the second to last Rashi, towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is the second to last line, sorry. And Rashi is second to last Rashi in the bottom of the Amud. Mahadar Ape Vigaris, Mishnah Sakharim Misaver Torah. So he would learn whatever he was learning while everyone else was laning. How could he do such a thing? It doesn't seem right. So at first glance, it sounds like if we're talking about Chovas HaTzibur versus Chovas HaYachid, this should be an indication that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. As long as you have a Tzibur that is engaged in Kriyas HaTorah, and the Kriyas HaTorah is happening on behalf of the Tzibur, so if any individual, as long as you have a Tzibur left, the individual chooses to do something else, that's fine because he's not individually obligated in Kriyas HaTorah. So that may be reflected at first glance in the position of the Bahag quoted here in Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Rav Sheshes. About halfway down in Tosfos, Tosfos quotes in the Rif, B'Shem the Halachas Gedolos, Davka Sheyesham Asar Achrini Az Yachal Limla. So the situation that Rav Sheshes was in was where there was a minion of people paying attention to Kriyas HaTorah. So as long as there were 10 other people paying attention involved in Kriyas HaTorah, then the 11th is allowed to do his own thing. Rav Sheshes was allowed to learn because he didn't interfere with the rest of the minion. He had a minion listening to laning. So that sounds like, as long as you have a minion, it doesn't make a difference what the individual does, because there's no chiv on the individual per se. The Be'er Halacha suggests a possibly different take here. This is the Be'er Halacha to Simen Kuf Mem Vav Se'if Beis. Dibur Maskel V'yesh Matirin, the fourth page on the Mar Mekamos. So the Bar Halacha suggests maybe the case, even according to the Bahag, is dafka where the individual in question already was yotzei his chiyuv in kriyas haTorah. So Rav Shesh says, perhaps Rav Shesh already was at the early minyan. He was yotzei kriyas haTorah. He stuck around in shul in order to learn. And then the only issue is he interfering with the kriyas haTorah, the tzibur? So as long as he's not interfering with other people's concentration and ability to hear the balkare, mahadar api vigaris, he does it on his own, turns to the side, he's not going to be mevatel the other people from there of kriyas haTorah. So as long as he himself has already been yosei his chiyuv, not a problem. So that could be, according to the Bar Halacha's suggestion, which he leaves a little bit as a tzarachian, but he makes a suggestion, according to that, it could be that even within the position of the Bahag, maybe Kriyas haTorah is indeed a Chovas HaYachid, but Hachamai Skinan, where this Yachid already was Yotzei his Chiyuv earlier. Rabbi Moshe Brown suggested a twist on this within the Bahag. Maybe the Bahag's talking about a situation where he already heard the requisite minimum number of Psukim. So in order to be Yotzei the Chiyuv of Kriyas haTorah, the minimum number of Psukim is, let's say, Sheni V'Chamishi, 3 psukim per aliyah, 10 psukim total. On Shabbos, you have to have 7 aliyahs at the minimum of 3 psukim. But as long as you have that minimum number of psukim, the chiyuv of Kriyas haTorah has been fulfilled. There's another issue, as we'll see, another inyan, another matter, that a tzibur has to be mashlim the Kriyas haTorah in order. You have to go through Chamisha Chumshik Torah the course of the year. So that's a separate issue. But as far as the Etzev Chiyuv of Kriyas haTorah, the Chiyuv is fulfilled with a minimum number of Psukim. So perhaps, even according to the Bahag, we're talking about a case where Rav Shesh has heard the minimum number of Psukim, was thus Yotzei, perhaps even the Chovas HaYachid, if there is such a thing, of Kriyas haTorah, and then during the remainder of the Psukim per Aliyah, he was Mahadar Ape V'Garis. Rabbi Brown pointed out there's a ritva that may be a little bit of a siwa to this. The ritva asks in Megillah, why is it the Gemara Megillah establishes originally the practice was that the first ole would make the bracha rishona kriyas haTorah and the final ole would make a bracha achrona, but all the middle aliyahs are no brachas before or after. And then there's something called gzeira mishum ha nichnasin vayotzin. We're worried that people are going to come in late, leave early. They're not going to realize the requirement of brachas for kriyas haTorah. So to avoid any such confusion, we instituted that every ola l'Torah makes a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. Why don't we have a similar institution when it comes to tkiyas shofar? Tkiyas shofar we have interspersed through the davening Rosh Hashanah. We have the tkiyas de'umah, the tkiyas de'miyusha, the tkiyas al-seder brachos. There are various tkiyas that you blow on Rosh Hashanah morning. And yeah, we only say one bracha at the beginning and no subsequent bracha. So why are we concerned? Maybe someone's going to come late to shul on Rosh Hashanah and not realize that you already said a bracha on tkiyas shofar. And he won't realize that you're supposed to say bracha on tkiyas shofar. So why don't we have a parallel consideration when it comes to Kriyas and when it comes to Tkiyas Shofar? So the Ritva answers, when it comes to Shofar, there's an absolute Chiyuv to listen to all the Tkiyas. Even though the nature of that Chiyuv is different, that's not necessarily a Chiyuv Deraisa, but Lemaisa, bottom line, there's a Chiyuv to listen to all the Tkiyas. So you can never have a situation where someone wouldn't be listening to all the Tkiyas anyway, and we're not concerned about then when it comes to Kriyas haTorah, maybe you don't have the same level of absolute chiyuv to listen to all of Psukim. So maybe as long as you listen to some of Kriyas haTorah, that would be sufficient. As long as you have your requisite minimum number of aliyos, that would be sufficient. So maybe that's Pshat suggested Rabbi Brown in this Bahag as well. Rav Sheshes was Yotzei the minimum number of Psukim as part of the chiyuv of Kriyas haTorah, and then he was Mahadar Ape Vigaris after that. Tosus does have another teretz. Tosus here is one more teretz. Tosus in Sota has a third teretz. Different than the Bahag. Tosus concludes over here on Chesem and Aleph in Brachos. The Otir is Alfasi, Shani Rav Sheshes, Shetarasam Nasahu. Maybe Rav Sheshes was different. Rav Sheshes was Tarasa Umnaso. So what? Sounds like it's not for the fact that Torah was his livelihood, even if there was a minyan anyway here in Kriyas Torah, he would be mechuyev to listen and he wouldn't be allowed to turn his back and learn. It's only because Torasim Nosis. That sounds like some kind of Osek B'mitzvah, Pater B'mitzvah. That because he's Torasim Nosis, he's Osek in Talmud Torah every possible moment, so then maybe he has a tour from Kriyas Torah because of some kind of Osek B'mitzvah, Pater B'mitzvah situation. But that's not necessarily reflective of the nature of Kriyas Torah in general. The Rambam sounds like that as well. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Tefillah Halacha Tes quotes this halacha. Kevin shehiskel akari likras b'Torah aser. You don't have the Marmar Kama, sorry. Aser likra, aser l'saper. My fault.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't tell you to put it.
No, it was Tessie Beis. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, when I saw it,
Oh, I did put it on?
No, you put on
Tessie Beis. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my fault. Okay, I apologize. I didn't even realize I thought to put it on. Okay.
Yeah.
So Rambam writes, Perek Yud Beis Tefillah Halacha Tes, Kevish Hiskel Akari Likras B'Torah Asur L'Saper Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. So once the Balkari starts laning, you have to be quiet. Can't even talk and learning. Ela Akol Shomer V'Shoskin U'Masim and Libam L'Mashu Karei. V'Yashu Lassus Min Akneses V'Shasha Karei, etc. U'Mishu Ose B'Torah Tamid V'Tarasa Abnaso Mutu L'Lasa B'Tamah Torah V'Shasha Karei Kari B'Torah. So that's this riff that Tosus quotes, that if someone's Taras Abnaso, then he's allowed to be Osei B'Talmud Torah during Kriyas HaTorah. So it sounds like some Ke'ein Osei B'Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah situation. If you look in Tosus and Sota, Lamentes Ben Aleph, Dibur Maskil Kevan, Tosus has a very local limiting suggestion that maybe the Gemara in Brachos is talking Dafka about Rav Sheshes, because we know Rav Sheshes was a Saginah. Rav Sheshes was blind. So since Rav Sheshes was blind, maybe he's parted from Kriyas HaTorah anyway, and therefore he doesn't have to listen to Leining B'chlal. But you can't extrapolate from Rav Sheshes to anyone else. He was parter, Dvar Shebasavi Atarashe La'omer and Baal Peh, and since he's parter from Kriya, then he's parter from Shmiya, and once he's parter, he can learn. But you can't extract from Rav Sheshes to any other situation. Okay, so that's the other possibility among the Bali Tosos, that maybe this is not indicative of any broader theme within Kriyas HaTorah. The Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Mem Vav quotes the Shiboli Halaket in Simen Lamites, who wonders disapprovingly about what he noticed, the practice that some people would look in a sefer during Kriyas HaTorah and not pay attention to the laning. So Shiboli Halaket seems to be assuming that obviously Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hayachid, and it's totally inappropriate for any individual, even if you have a million other people in shul, to do anything else other than concentrate during Kriyas HaTorah. So how do we assume lahalacha about the original question on the Emek Bracha, a person spaces out during Kriyas HaTorah, what's his obligation to make it up, if at all possible? So in Shulchan Aruch, as far as this din of Rav Sheshes, the Mechaber writes, you only have part of it here on the page, but I'll read you the missing piece from the beginning of Sif Beis in Simen Kuf Mem Vav. That's Lashon HaRambam that we just quoted. Even if he already was Yosei Shnai Mikra, but that has nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah, there's still an obligation of Kriyas HaTorah. The Yesh Matirim Ligros Belachash. Now this Yesh Matirim is based on Rav Sheshes. Yesh Matirim Ligros Biyacha. It says in Mishnah Brura Yutches Mayri Deika Sari Detzaisi L'Sevritomi Belado. So if you go with the Bahag's approach, that as long as you have a minion paying attention, then an individual can learn on his own. Yesh Omrim Im Yesh Sari Detzaisi L'Sevritor Butu L'Saper B'Divrei Torah. Mishra points out the difference between these two Yesh Omrims is that according to the first one, it's Dafka Belachash. According to the second one, maybe even Bekol, if you're not disturbing. The Yesh Matir and Misha Terasa of Naso, that's the riff the second day in Tosos. Fine. Okay, so what about a person who isn't paying attention during Kriyas HaTorah L'maisa? So Moshe has a tshuva, Arachayim Chelek Dalet Simen Kaf Gimel, Arachayim Chelek Dalet Simen Kaf Gimel. So Moshe writes that every individual is mechuyev to listen to the entire Kriyas HaTorah and shouldn't even miss one word. Let's say he did. So if the Kriya is on Shein V'chamishi, then the question is whether there's a minimum of three psukim that were read. So if you already heard three full psukim for each aliyah, 3 + 3 + 3 = 10, so you've fulfilled the minimum requirement of Kriya Satorah, so then even if you miss something else, you have been Yotze. If you have a Tzibur, where the Balkari didn't read or made a mistake in that minimum number of psukim, he would have to go back and repeat it. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, so there is a chiyuv of Zayin Kruim. Again, Zayin Kruim is a minimum of three psukim. So what happens if you heard the requisite minimum number of psukim, but you missed a different part of it? You didn't hear every pasuk. He says, "Mitzad mina kavu b'chal olam ligmar satar b'chal shana v'shana." So you've been yotze the chiyuv kriyas haTorah, but there's also a minhag to hear the entire Torah laned every year. So in theory, you should really make it up. It's impractical because we're not going to be matriach the tzibur to reread some of the psukim because of some yechidim that weren't paying attention. If the whole minion didn't hear it, then you should repeat it. So Moshe seems to be assuming, and he writes this in another tshuva as well, in Simen Mem, in Chelek Dalet, Moshe seems to be assuming that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYachid. In principle, every individual has to listen to the entirety of Kriyas HaTorah, at least the minimum number of psukim. On top of that, there's also an inyan of hearing the entire Torah read straight over the course of the year. Practically speaking, Moshe says, in most situations, if you miss a few psukim, then the tzibur is not going to redo it for you, because that's not right. But it sounds like in theory, if you're davening at the early minyan, and you miss a few psukim, then you should go to the later minyan and listen to Kriyas HaTorah, the later minyan, to make up that which you missed. Yeah.
That would be against the suggestion of Roy Brown, because the assumption is Rav Sheshes, once he was Yosei his chiyuv with the minimum number of psukim, he was okay to be mahadir ape.
Right, that would be against his suggestion within Shan LeBahag within Rav Sheshes. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So Moshe assumes that it's sounds like Chavos HaYachid. So I was in situations at times of being in a shul where I didn't particularly care for a Balkare in the early minyan. I thought I was making mistakes or not laying things properly, and then I go to the later minyan to listen to Kriyas HaTorah again. So it could come up. Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes otherwise, apparently. The Dirshim Mishabura quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. I didn't see it in any primary source. But he quotes secondary sources quoting from Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is consistent with other psukim of Shlomo Zalman in other contexts, that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hatzibur alone, and the person is under no obligation to make up lost psukim if he himself didn't hear anything, as long as the tzibur heard it properly. Okay. There is the Ramban L'Melchamos in Megillah that seems to weigh in on this question. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Kaf Gimel Mivez, Ein Porsin Al Shema, Vein Ovir Lufnei Teva, Vein Nosin Es Kapeya, Vein Karim Betara, Ein Maftir Menavi, Vein Eos Lamamin Amoshav, Ein Amr Berkat Avelim, Tanchumi Avelim, Berkat Chasanim, Ein Mizam Lushem, Pachas Meyasara, Lubakar Karas Tisha, Vekarin, Vadam Kayotiban. Fine. So a whole list of things that require a minion, including Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramban comments in the Melchamos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph B'Daf Harif, in the classic pagination, Amar Kosev, the bottom line here in this version, the bottom piece. Hashinui b'mishasenu kulam chavos hatzibur hein. The whole list is a chavos hatzibur. Ve'ein an ela b'mechuyav b'davar. In contrast to Megillah. So first glance, that seems pretty explicit, chavos hatzibur. Right? And Rav Shechter points out, he has this in Nefesh HaRav and Divrei HaRav, that the Rav is Makri based on Rav Chaim. Now, when he was in a situation where he missed Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, if he was traveling to Yeshiva, usually he came in on a Tuesday morning, but sometimes he'd come in on a Monday morning and miss Kriyas HaTorah, then he'd try to get a minyan together for Mincha and laying the Kriyas HaTorah that he missed that morning at Mincha. Sounds like as long as there were five other people that hadn't heard Kriyas HaTorah, which is probably not difficult to find in Yeshiva, and Rosh Hashanah says that the Rav, quoted from Reb Chaim, that the Rav once visited his other grandfather, Velya Prushner, and he told his other grandfather about Reb Chaim's position about Kriyas HaTorah being a Chavos HaYach and not a Chavos HaTzibur. So Velya Prushner said, what about this Ramban L'Mochambos that says explicitly it's a Chavos HaTzibur, and Reb Chaim somehow got out of it, and Velya Prushner was so impressed that Reb Chaim could totally reread the Milchambos to say the exact opposite of what he says. So it could be the Pshat L'Mochambos, I think Rabbi Brown pointed this out also, is that it doesn't necessarily mean Chovas HaTzibur Greda. It could be a Chovas HaYachid that you can only fulfill with a Tzibur. A Birkas Kohanim, a Chovas HaTzibur, that's very unlikely. A Pashup Shah Birkas Kohanim is a Chovas HaYachid, or Chovas on the Kohanim. It's a Chovas HaYachid that can only be fulfilled if there is a Tzibur. Rabbi Brown pointed out that there is a Bahag. The Bahag quotes, the Lachas Gedolos quotes two different mitzvahs in Birkas Kohanim. Sounds like a mitzvah on the Kohanim and a mitzvah on the Tzibur to be blessed. But that's unique. The Pashup Shah, we generally assume that it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim, not a mitzvah on the Tzibur. So it could be that Pshat Ramban is a Chovas HaYachid that could only be fulfilled by Tzibur. Okay, we're running out of time to get to our main point. If you look in Simon Kuflam and Hesif Beis, which don't have in front of you, sorry. Kuflam and Hesif Beis, the Ramah writes, in Bilu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur, so let's say a whole Tzibur misses Kriyas HaTorah, L'Shabbos HaBa, Korinus HaParsha and Parsha Shachar Elos HaShabbos. You have to make it up the following week. So you miss, why did you miss Kriyas HaTorah? So the Mishabura says over here, go Machmas K'data, there's a fight. Must have been a pretty big fight if they weren't able to lay because of it. So a fight in Shul. More likely there was a blizzard or a hurricane or some event that prevented the people from getting together. But if a given Tzibur, a shul that meets regularly, doesn't meet one Shabbos, then they have to make it up the following Shabbos. Machlokas Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah discusses here what happens if you miss multiple Kriyas HaTorahs. You miss more than 1 week. What happens if it's a double Sedra? So usually we don't have more than two Sedras together, but let's say you miss a double Sedra, there's a single Sedra that follows a double Sedra. You miss a double Sedra. Can you make that up? Can you have a triple header? So that's a machlokas achronon that the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. What about if an individual misses Kriyas HaTorah? So the Zechai Adam, has this as a safek. Let's say an individual missed Kriyas HaTorah, can you lay in Kriyas HaTorah again on behalf of that individual? The Mishnah, after all, that we just read in Megillah, has in the list of Tzibur things, Porsin Alashma. So you Porsin Alashma according to one day in Tosfos, so you can do even on behalf of an individual. So maybe you could lay in on behalf of an individual, maybe even with Brachos. Or is it that the Chova of Kriyas HaTorah is only established for Tzibur? Rosh Hashulchan assumes here in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey that if you don't have 10 people that haven't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah, then you don't lay in for the benefit of less than 10 people. You don't lay in for a Yachid. The Isha Yisrael, he quotes from the Gon, from the Chazon Ish, and others that they held, and in practice, If an individual misses even multiple weeks of Kriyas HaTorah, then you can make it up on behalf of that individual. Quoted from the Maaser Rabbi in Sinai, the God was in prison at one point, then he missed 4 weeks, if I understood that correctly, 4 weeks of Kriyas HaTorah, then he made it up. What about the not uncommon situation that we'll have this coming year? You have a Shmini Shal Pesach or Yantar Sheni of Sukkot that falls on Shabbos, and then there's a discrepancy between Kriyas HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael, Kriyas HaTorah in America for many weeks afterwards. So you have a Ben Chutz La'aretz who's traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to miss a Sedra. Is he mechuyev to make it up? Is he allowed to make it up? So presumably, it's not fully dependent on Chavos Yachid, Chavos HaTzibor, but if Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavos HaTzibor greda, so it would seem more logical that that depends on whatever the local Tzibor is. So if the local Tzibor is laid in the appropriate Parsha, fine. There's no individual obligation to make it up, if not for the fact that there's another matter of listening to all of Chamisha Chumshat Torah the course of the year. So if you have to go in order, then maybe there's some element of Yachid there as well, though arguably not. If it is a Chovas HaYachid, then there's more room to argue that an individual should have to make it up, but even there, it's possible. Chavos HaYachid is to hear the Kriyas HaTorah in the place where you are that week. So if you hear the Kriyas HaTorah in the place where you are that week, you fulfilled your Chavos HaYachid, leaving aside the issue of being mashlim, that which you need to be mashlim. So in the Sefer Yonzer Shein Kolchasa, Rabbi Yochimil Fried, he quotes that some people, he quotes Rabbi Bluth as saying, Rabbi Bluth has an article in the back of the Sefer over here, that some people quoted mistakenly B'Shem Ramoshe. Ramoshe said that you're mechuyev to make up Kriyas HaTorah if you go to Eretz Yisrael and miss the Parsha, at least if you have a Tzibur people. So you have a whole Tzibur traveling from America to Eretz Yisrael after Pesach, everyone home for Pesach, they go back, so they're mechuyev to make it up. So he says it's not true. He goes from Rabbi David that he said his father never said such a thing, Rabbi Bluth never said such a thing. Maybe people got confused because of Moshe's position that it's a Chavos HaYachid, but Chavos HaYachid doesn't necessarily mean that if you're traveling somewhere else, traveling from Chutz Haaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to make up what you meant to Chutz Haaretz. If you want to do it, great. There's nothing wrong with doing it, but there's no absolute chiyuv to do so. That's of course from Reb Moshe. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is even less into doing it, or at least didn't believe that there's a necessity to do it. And then he has the whole Seder, how to make it up, if you are going to make it up. And some of the suggestion, the B'tzel HaChachma writes this in Chelek Beis Simen Gimel Os Beis. Chelek Aleph, sorry, Simen Gimel Os Beis. Sal Stern from Australia. That if you know you're going to be traveling to Eretz Yisrael, let's say you're in America, Yontiv, Akron, and Pesach, and you know you'll be traveling next week, so you can even make it up here. You can lay in Parsha Shemini, the whole Parsha Mincha, that Achron Shal Pesach, and then you'll be covered by the time you get to Eretz Yisrael next week. He quotes here that Ramosha Soloveitchik of Zurich would do that, and that's what they did in Gateshead and in London, and he quotes from Rabbi Bluth that that's what they did in MTJ. Okay, I don't know how many people were in that situation, but quotes that as a possibility as well. Okay.